Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The McGraw-Hill 36-Hour Course Finance for Non-Financial Managers is a practical business finance guide aimed at readers who need to interpret financial information without being trained accountants or finance professionals. Written by H. George Schaffner with Susan Shelley and Robert A. Cook, this third edition was published by McGraw-Hill in 2011 and is part of the publisher's 36-Hour Course series. Its purpose is not to teach advanced corporate finance theory, but to build enough working knowledge for managers to read financial statements, understand basic reports, and make better operational decisions. The book focuses on essential concepts that shape everyday management, including the meaning of profit, cash flow, balance sheets, income statements, pro forma statements, and the audit process. It is structured as a self-contained learning tool, with chapter-ending self-tests and an online final exam, making it especially useful for independent study. The overall approach is explanatory and applied, designed to help non-financial professionals become more comfortable with the language of business numbers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building financial literacy for managers without a finance background. The book is aimed at a specific readership: managers who must work with financial data but do not come from accounting or finance. That focus matters because many management decisions depend on understanding how results are measured, not just on intuition or operational experience. Instead of assuming technical knowledge, the book starts with the basics and explains why financial information matters inside an organization. It treats finance as a practical management tool rather than an abstract specialty. This makes the book useful for supervisors, team leaders, and professionals who need to read reports, ask better questions, and recognize how financial performance connects to daily business activity. Its central value is accessibility. It lowers the barrier to entry without oversimplifying the subject. By framing finance as something non-specialists can learn systematically, the book helps readers move from uncertainty about numbers to a working ability to interpret them in context. Secondly, ridding the core financial statements as a management skill. A major theme of the book is the interpretation of vital financial statements and reports, which are the main sources of information about a company's condition. The text emphasizes that managers do not need to produce every statement themselves, but they do need to understand what the statements are saying. That includes knowing the structure and purpose of the income statement, balance sheet, and related reports, and seeing how these documents answer different business questions. For example, one statement may show profitability, while another reveals resources, obligations, or liquidity. The practical insight here is that financial statements are not isolated forms. They work together to give a fuller picture of performance and stability. By learning to connect them, readers can better judge whether an apparent success is supported by cash, assets, and sustainable operations. This helps managers move beyond surface-level results and evaluate a business more realistically. Thirdly, explaining cash flow, profit, and what the numbers really mean. The book is concerned with the difference between what numbers appear to show and what they actually mean in practice. This is especially important in finance for non-financial managers because profit and cash flow are often confused even though they answer different questions. The text helps readers understand that a company can report earnings while still facing cash pressure, or appear stable while hidden obligations create risk. That distinction is central to informed decision-making, since managers often rely on reported figures to plan spending, staffing, and investment. The book's emphasis on making simple sense of complex financial information is therefore not just about learning definitions, it is about avoiding misinterpretation. By explaining how financial results should be read in relation to business operations, the book gives readers a more disciplined way to evaluate performance. This practical lens is one of its strongest features, because it supports better judgment in situations where numbers can be misleading if taken too literally. Fourthly, using pro forma statements and planning tools to evaluate future decisions. Another important topic in the book is the use of pro forma financial statements, which help managers project likely outcomes before decisions are made. This is where the book moves from reading historical data to thinking strategically about the future. Pro forma statements are useful when evaluating new projects, budget changes, staffing plans, or growth initiatives because they estimate how those choices may affect revenue, expenses, and overall financial position. The book presents these tools as part of practical management, not as advanced forecasting theory. Their real value lies in comparison. Managers can test assumptions, see the likely impact of alternatives, and avoid decisions based only on intuition. This forward-looking dimension makes the book relevant to planning and resource allocation. It teaches readers that finance is not just a record of what happened, but also a framework for anticipating consequences. That perspective is especially valuable for non-financial managers who must justify decisions in numerical terms. Lastly, reinforcing learning through self-tests, case studies, and audit awareness. The book's learning design is a significant part of its usefulness. It includes case studies, chapter-ending self-tests, and an online final exam, all of which turn the book into a structured study resource rather than a passive reference. This matters because finance is easiest to understand when concepts are applied repeatedly to realistic situations. Case studies help readers see how financial ideas operate in business contexts, while self-tests make it easier to check comprehension and identify weak spots. The inclusion of the auditing process also broadens the book beyond basic statement reading, since managers benefit from knowing how financial information is examined and verified. Audit awareness supports a more critical attitude toward reported numbers, reminding readers that financial information is part of a controlled reporting system. Together, these features make the book especially effective for independent learners. It combines explanation with practice, which is important for readers who want usable competence rather than only conceptual familiarity. In conclusion, this book is best suited to non-financial managers, supervisors, business professionals, and students who need a practical introduction to the language of finance. It is especially helpful for readers who want to understand financial statements, cash flow, pro forma projections, and auditing without taking a full accounting course. The main benefit is functional literacy. It gives readers enough structure to interpret reports, ask better questions, and make decisions with a clearer sense of financial consequences. Compared with many finance books, it stands out because it is deliberately oriented toward application and accessibility rather than technical depth. Its 36-hour course format, chapter self-tests, and exam-style reinforcement make it more instructional than a standard overview, while its focus on non-specialists keeps the material grounded in management use cases. For readers who want to reduce dependence on finance departments and become more confident in discussions involving numbers, this book offers a focused and practical entry point. It does not try to turn readers into analysts. Instead, it aims to make them competent consumers of financial information, which is often the more immediate need in everyday management. If you would like to support H. George Schaffner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.